something a little different for the health segment today. It's not horse health, it's human health. And we have Carla with us. She's with the Intuitive Rider. And we're going to be talking about confidence in the saddle. I actually saw some of the auditors posting about losing confidence and how do you gain confidence back. And I thought, well, this would be a good thing to talk about. So, Carla, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, this is kind of your specialty, right? You help female riders over the age of 40 become more confident. This is what you do.
Yes, that's what I do. Get them be more confident and be more balanced in the saddle and, yeah, just connect more to their horses and have more fun, right? Have more fun riding again.
Women okay. over 40, that's weird. I don't know any of those people.
You don't, right? They are all not absolutely fearless, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think we did a study once, and I think that about 70% of our listeners are women between 40 and 60. So it's the age group that we appeal to, apparently. Now, I hear an accent. I know you live in San Francisco now, but you weren't originally, right?
No, I grew up in Germany.
Did you ride in Germany? Is that where you got your riding in?
I did. I started riding as a kid and just, you know, just regular riding lessons and all of that. But then I also took later on trainer certificates and all of that, all the licensing levels in Germany. And I can tell you, you get yelled at a lot. at least when I started riding, 45 years ago. And you get yelled at a lot. And I have to say, I was really scared often, right? And not even so much of the horses, but of the yelling instructor.
The German way.
Just remind you, you were paying for that yelling.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I know.
I think, to be fair, even the Germans have settled down a bit with their, I think.
Absolutely.
With the way it used to be.
Yes. Yeah, lots has changed, fortunately, right? Because that was really not sustainable.
No. So, all right. So, Jamie and I joke all the time about the older you get, the more concerned we are for our personal safety and the more cautious we get. And sometimes that, you know, involves a loss of confidence. You know, you really do. Have you found that to be true, that the older we get, the more cautious we get and that, you know, that confidence comes into play at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, most kids are not totally fearless probably, but, you know, they are daring, right? They want to try things out and they do it their way and they're playful and all this. And then people grow up and then you have kids. That's what usually makes a big change, right? Because when you have kids, then you feel more responsible and then you don't want to get hurt and all that. That's usually a big step. And then I find there's another step, especially after menopause for some women, where there is more caution and where you just get a little less confident in a couple of areas in your life, but especially in riding. Yeah.
So how do you overcome that? I mean, age is, you know, you can't overcome the age part, right?
So
that happens whether you like it or not. And I'm almost 60, so I'm there. But how can you become more confident in the saddle? What do you do? What are some things that people can do?
Yes, I think it has a couple of different aspects to it. So one is really knowing exactly how and where you have to sit. Like, what does your pelvis need to do? Where do your feet really need to go and all of this, so that you're really finding a balanced position in the saddle? Because I oftentimes see riders that are not balanced with their position, and then obviously they are not safe and they are not feeling safe, right? So, and when you're not balanced, then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, it's kind of likely that you might fall off when you are hanging on over to one side or leaning back too much or don't really feel the comfort in the stirrup, etc. So that's definitely one big thing. And the other big thing is to really understand the horse and really understanding how does my horse move? What might my horse do? How can I follow also unexpected movement? Because that's what we are afraid of, right? So really understanding the horse's movement and starting to trust the horse. That's another step. And another thing is that you know, don't hesitate to really take baby steps. If you're really afraid, don't hesitate to have someone lead your horse for a while and just focus on breathing and feeling comfortable again, like really taking these small steps.
Yeah, because you really are kind of mentally starting over, right? We just did a whole segment. Maybe this is bad timing today, Jamie. We just did a whole segment on injuries and how people have been injured with their horses.
Oh,
and our listeners gave us hundreds of really awful things.
But that's why she's here, Glenn, is to lift us all back up.
Yeah, because so you fall off. Obviously, that's when a lot of people lose confidence, right? They fall off, they get hurt. Maybe they have a recovery time, and
they
now they're getting back in
the chainsaw.
Yeah,
you know,
the chainsaw,
like that,
things like that.
Yeah.
Now they're getting back in the saddle, and that is something that Jennifer always did. My wife always did with those riders was back to the beginning. Okay, we're going to walk, and I'm going to lead you, and then I'm going to not lead you, but we're going to walk, and we're not going to trot for a while. And it may have been 3 months till they got their confidence back to start trotting again, and that's not a bad thing, right?
No, exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. It's like really have someone on the ground leading you for a while. And, you know, some people say like, oh, but I've been riding for 20 years. I cannot have someone just lead me and sit there, you know. But yeah, you can, right? Just relax and find your body again, find your position again, find your balance again, and feel into breathing, you know, things like that, that just can get you connected to your horse again.
Well, you know, they always say, and I always wondered about this. This is a question for both of you, actually, because Jamie trains horses too. So they always say, if you fall off, you have to get right back up in the saddle or you'll lose your confidence. Is that always the best plan?
I don't think it is. You know, sometimes, first of all, sometimes you might get hurt, right? When you fall, it hurts one way or the other. Sometimes a little worse, sometimes a little less, but it hurts, right? It's a long way to go down. So it's definitely a shock, and you are in shock, and your body is not what it's, you know, what it was before your fall. So, you know, I think it's not always a good idea to get back on instantly. When you can, when you really feel okay and you feel it wasn't a big deal, then yes. But then also when you get back on, make sure it's really safe, right? That you have someone holding the horse or that you stick to a walk or that you cannot fall off again, right? So
I'm laughing because this is completely opposite from one of the probably I got bucked off and I think that it took about 45 seconds for me to come back to earth. Like it was so bad. And it was over this one particular kind of jump. It was like a square jump with hay bales inside it. And I get bucked off after the jump. Like I get like dislodged and then bucked off and I land boom on the ground on my back. And my coach comes over to me and she's like, "You okay?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm like, oh, that really hurt." She's like, "Okay. Get up, get back on." And I was like, "What?" She's like, get back on, go get back on. And I said, "Okay, but I'm not jumping that jump again." And she goes, "Okay, great." I make myself get back up in the tag. She goes, "Okay, come around, jump it again." So you're advising that these things might not have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Were you in Germany at the time, Jamie? Were you getting trained by a German instructor?
Barb Crable, man, she's hardcore. She's 5-star eventers are hardcore.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it also depends. Like if, you know, if you just come off and it didn't really do much and then you before the shock kind of can settle in, right? You know, and you get on and you just, and I think that's the idea, right? Get on before the shock really settles in. And yeah, you know, so that you can just keep moving as if nothing had happened. But you know, I think it's just better to take some time. And I like to get people back on if I can, then take your time, like do it quietly, really make sure nothing hurts, right? Because sometimes people don't feel that anything hurts, but then after you find out that, well, maybe they should have gone to the ER, right? Yeah. maybe there's something
broken. We had
broken.
One of those on our road trip that we saw happen, and she should have went to the ER much sooner than she did. So Jamie, the other thing I think depends on too, and this gets back to training, when you're doing training, is why did the horse buck you off? You know, why did you end up on the ground? And is it a situation where you shouldn't be getting back on because it's a horse situation that needs to be dealt with, either pain or whatever, you know, whatever that is.
that a question, Glenn? Or are you pointing a finger at me? Like, what?
No, I was saying that I think I was just adding another element. It kind of depends on the horse too, what's happening. Why you're on the ground in the first place.
Mine was, I just had a really ill-fitting saddle for, it didn't fit him or it didn't fit me. I had a high cantle, and every time he'd go over a big jump, he jumped really big and it hit me in the butt, and then I got dislodged, and then he was like, that's enough, get off me.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what happened with us. But yeah, you have to figure out why they're behaving like that. But sometimes, you know, accidents happen where the horse isn't doing anything. We were just reading stories about a horse that was like, went from a trot to a walk and tripped, and the rider came off, you know. So stuff like that happens all the time. You can be walking along and Velcro on your glove spooks your horse and you end up on the ground, you know, certain things like that. I don't think those are always confidence shattering moments, but they definitely make you think again. You know, like, ooh, be into my Velcro real slow, you know, kind of things like that.
Carla, what are some other things, other exercises or things people can do to help build confidence?
Well, I'm a yoga instructor, meditation instructor as well, and I really enjoy using lots of these techniques for my riders, right, to really get them more balanced and also get them more into their bodies. And what I find is like a really simple thing to do is when the moment you get spooked and you stop breathing and everything in you goes, right? This tension that comes up, that actually brings the center of gravity up as well. And it brings tension into the horse. So making sure that you're learning to turn that around and focus on breathing and really do some breathing exercises before you get spooked, right? So that your body already knows, okay, when I find tension in myself, then I take long exhalations. Exhalations are always a good thing to let go of tension. And I really think of exhaling through, like inhaling into my belly and exhaling so that I can let go of tension. And that's, you know, that's something that we can do right now, right? If we just think of a long exhalation that we can just take right now, and you feel how that can relax you instantly and get you back into your body and into a different position just on the chair, right? Just where we're sitting right now. It feels different. So keeping that in mind and really doing these breathing exercises regularly, so when you really need them, your body already knows what to do, right? I think that can be one very easy to do, simple exercise that can be helpful.
You know, and we've all seen teenagers that have gone to shows and not breathed during the entire test, right? I mean, we've all seen that, and having to remind them to breathe. Jennifer has to remind me to breathe sometimes too. I mean, it is a human nature to hold your breath when things get bad, right? Your breathing becomes really short. So that is a good thing to keep in mind. Well, if people want to learn more about this kind of topic, where do they go? To your website?
Yes, they can go to my website. It's theintuitiverider.com. And I've got a little quiz on there. It's a fun 2-minute little quiz that people can take. And then they get even a free video training from me and can get in touch with me.
Well, that sounds terrific. It's theintuitiverider.com. Go check it out today. Carla, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me stress about when I hit menopause and I'm going to be like I didn't even think about the menopause thing. And now I'm like,
remember to breathe, Jamie.
It'll be fine. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If it becomes a real problem, we'll send you to Germany for some lessons.
I seriously did not even think about menopause being like an issue coming up. I mean, aside from all the other issues. Now it's going to mess with my horse time? No! God.